Hello, this is my Holy Week diary for April the 1st, 2012. Today is Palm Sunday. In this morning's liturgy, we tried something a little different. Instead of a dramatic reading of the Passion narrative or having a group of people read chunks of the story in turn, we tried telling the story. Well, we didn't tell it all. We had one person, our deacon, read chunks of the narration, and I filled in with telling various parts of the story, a few different episodes in the overall narrative. One of the things that someone said to me as they were leaving church this morning is, we should tell stories more often. I couldn't help but think about the fact that every week's gospel is a gospel story. But it sometimes doesn't feel like a story because we parade the book down with a great amount of ceremony. It's read from a text. And generally, while it's being read from the text in the gospel book, everyone in the congregation is reading along with the reader from a text in their bulletin. And when it becomes a text on a page, sometimes it doesn't feel much like a story. I've always loved the stories of the Bible, ever since I was a kid. I think it had something to do with the fact that my Sunday school teachers and the pastors that I had in the church I grew up in all told Bible stories as if they knew the characters. They would take some poetic and literary license here and there. They would exaggerate some things. They would put the vocabulary of some of the characters in the vernacular. Sometimes they made funnies that I'm not sure really would stand up under the scrutiny of biblical scholarship. And yet, I remember the stories not because I read them on a page, but because someone told them to me. This story of Jesus' passion, his trial, the physical pain that he endured, his crucifixion, death, and burial. This is a seminal story for Christians. It is our story. And when we tell it, we in some ways live it. We become able to identify with many of the characters. We perhaps think about what it's like to deny a friend when denying that we know a friend is more expedient and will bring us less pain than if we own up to the fact that we know someone. Perhaps we can identify with what it must have been like for Judas to betray someone he loved. Or maybe we can all identify with that flight to safety that happens when the disciples scatter for fear of being caught up in the religious establishment's anger and meeting the same end as their master. Maybe we can relate to the religious authorities. We sometimes want everything to be parsed out our way, and we can get pretty angry when someone invites us to consider a religious tradition from a different angle. Maybe we can identify with Pilate and his sincere desire to just get out of the situation and his default to what was politically expedient. There are plenty of dynamics to explore in the story, which is why we tell it. It's a dramatic story. It's a fascinating story. And it's our story as Christians. The other day I read an article in which the author said that churches were wasting their time, spending time in liturgy and in telling the story during Holy Week. He said the world would be better served if we would stop our storytelling and get out there and get to work. Work for justice. Work to clothe the naked, feed the hungry. Work to overturn oppressive systems. Get on with bringing the good news practically to people. Work for economic stability. He had a whole list of things that we should be doing. I don't necessarily dispute what he wants the church to be about, but I think he missed the point of Holy Week. He was busy giving us all of the what's and how's that the church might need to be about in the world. Holy Week, telling the stories, that gives us the why. We love the poor. We love the downtrodden. We champion those who are on the margins because our story says that our chief teacher, our Messiah, spent time with the poor, spent time with people on the margins, and in the end became poor, became marginalized, and was executed because he was on the wrong side of some political line of demarcation. The story's important. And this year, like every year, we will tell it in a myriad of ways, through word and hymns, through prayers and liturgies, through speech and silence, through a lot of actions. This is our week. This is our story. Let's tell it with verve. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering, and also share in his resurrection, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the peace of the Lord be with you.